David, I know we're following several General Assembly races.
One of the big races had to do with someone who wasn't running, the retirement of Tom Apodaca in Henderson County. Senate District 48 opened up that seat. Apodaca, noted for being the third most powerful man in state government, decided not to seek re-election. Jason, likely Republican to replace him.
Yes. Tom Apodaca endorsed Chuck Edwards, a Flat Rock businessman who ended up winning the Republican primary in this Senate District 48. Chuck Edwards, who is a McDonald's restaurant franchise owner, beat out Lisa Baldwin, who is a former member of the Buncombe County School Board and was controversial, known for some controversial conservative stands she took on the school board. So it should be, I think Chuck Edwards stands a good chance of winning in November.
It's a very conservative district. Yep. He'll replace Tom Apodaca. Another race of interest was the state house seat occupied by John Ager, the Democrat. We now know who will challenge John Ager.
Yes, Frank Moretz, also a Fairview resident and a retired anesthesiologist, easily won his primary race. And as you said, David, he'll face John Ager in November.
Should be pointed out that Ager won that seat by defeating a Republican, Nathan Rand.
Right. It was an interesting race. Two farmers who are neighbors in Fairview.
And that was a pretty close race, too, wasn't it, in the last election?
Yes, absolutely.
So this could be a very interesting race coming up in November.